Hey, veterinarian professionals. Want to see more of your patients say yes for better dental care? Join us Tuesday, February 24th at 7 p.m. Eastern for Say Yes to Dentistry, a live webinar designed to help you boost client compliance and elevate your dental case acceptance. You'll learn practical tips for communicating oral health needs, recognizing opportunities for treatment, and building a dental culture your team can be proud of. This session is RACE approved for 1 hour of continuing education credit and features expert insights from board certified veterinarian dentist, Dr. Kristen Scott. Head to the registration link in the show notes and grab your seat for Say Yes Dentistry, because healthy smiles start with confident recommendations. And thank you to Virbac for sponsoring this conversation.
Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. We got the one and only board certified veterinary dentist, Dr. Jan Bellows, in the house. How are you, my friend?
Fabulous, Adam. It is so good to be here.
So good to see you. And of course, I know, you know, dental season is all four seasons. But there's a little bit of a heavier emphasis in February, of course, about raising awareness and education. And we're all here for that, of course. And we're going to chat about some of the big pearls of wisdom that Dr. Bellows would like to share with you all, because these are things that he has seen in the industry. He has done incredible work and educates all over the world about this. And these are some things probably they may not have known, actually. Now, before we were chatting, I was like, these are great. These are great pearls of wisdom to chat about it. So let's get into it. The first one, I really love this because we tend to, how do I word this, Jen? I think to the pet owner, we talk about the dental cleaning because it's perceived that that's what they understand. But we like to say the words like co-hat or even co-hap with the P at the end. So tell us more about that.
All right. So clients associate their mouths with the animal's mouth that they go in for a prophy. And a prophy stands for prophylaxis, which means you're going to bring your clean mouth to the dentist to clean your clean mouth. And you don't have halitosis, and it's just a preventative type of thing. With animals, the dogs and cats that we take care of, in most cases, it is to treat periodontal disease because there's oral malodor going on. So what we do is not a preventative type of procedure, but we should change our minds to make it a preventative type of procedure. And this is done by starting by putting prevention first. So in our practice, we call it a COPAT, Comprehensive Oral Prevention Assessment and Treatment. If your practice calls it a COHAT, you are missing the, in my opinion, the most important part of this tripod, the prevention. And if we start prevention and we urge prevention on every single visit, no matter what the animal is coming in for, lameness, diarrhea, skin problems, you know, coughing, whatever it is, you take a look at the mouth and you see plaque and tartar, you talk to the clients about wiping the teeth or brushing the teeth or using water additives or VOHC accepted chews, but always urge prevention, because the clients see that it's important to you, then they'll see it's important to their pet. So we call this a co-pat rather than a co-hat. And we certainly never call it a dental. And our receptionists, when they're queried, yes, I'd like to bring my dog in for a dental procedure or a teeth cleaning, the clients would call it, the clients will say, oh, a copat. So our clients start to understand how important it is to us. And the second part of that is that the client needs to know that there's going to be two parts of this dental procedure. The first part is, yes, the cleaning. The second part is the assessment, which can lead to a third part, treatment. But the client must know that the halitosis is not coming from the stomach. It is coming from the teeth. And there will be an additional treatment from whatever you diagnose. And the clients need to understand that from two parts. One is that Yes, the animal's going to go home with sweet smelling breath, but unless the pockets are taken care of, then it's going to start to smell again, because it's like putting food in your own pocket and not taking your pants off for 6 months. Your leg will rot off and it's going to stink. So it's important that clients know that, yes, you're going to clean the teeth. Yes, you're going to take dental x-rays, and you're going to call them on what the pet needs. And it's the client's decision whether they want to go forward and do the treatment at that time, or stage it, let them come back in a month and do the treatment then.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you share that. And there is a clinic, I forget, I think it's somewhere on the East Coast I saw. Yeah, East Coast, that really cares about prevention overall. And what they did in the waiting room is they had a whole area on heartworm prevention, the prevention of what we could do versus the treatment of heartworm disease, prevention of fleas and ticks versus the treatment of flea bite anemia. And then they have one on the prevention of dental disease, all the things that they list from wipes and brushing the teeth and water additives and toys versus the cost and expense of, you know, doing x-rays and advanced dental work. I love that, because this practice got a lot of great social media likes on that because of the fact that, wow, you really are putting prevention front and center and being more proactive than a reactive approach to vet med. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think that's fabulous. I think we all should do that and send home clients with literature and having it in the waiting room, and they have nothing else to do. That sounds way, way positive.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, the second thing that we're talking about is the use of and the importance of taking full mouth radiographs. So share with us more about that.
Yeah, understand that in animals, in dogs and cats, 60% of the tooth is below the gum line. In people, only 30% is below the gum line. But in animals, because God put them in there to chase rabbits and squirrels and hamsters to eat, they put big roots in there. And if you're assessing the mouth and treating it with non-anesthetic dentals, or just not addressing the roots, then you're missing so much disease that's there, and your animals are absolutely suffering. So every animal needs to have full mouth radiographs, intraoral radiographs, every single time. And, you know, you look back and say, oh yeah, great, I'm glad Dr. Bellows is recommending that, but how am I going to pull it off? And if you're in a corporate practice, or if your practice offers a wellness plan, just incorporate it in the wellness plan. You know, figure out what you normally charge for a professional anesthetic and teeth cleaning and dental x-rays, full mouth x-rays, and then cut it up into 12 pieces and incorporate that in their monthly fee. And clients will accept it once they see that you really feel that it's important for them. And they will get it at least once a year, complete oral x-rays. In fact, our office has a CT, and we include the CT in our monthly plan at really no additional charge, because we believe in it so much. And even if you discount it fairly heavily, you'll find there is so much disease that you will find with full mouth x-rays that it will be real easy for you to for the office to profit, if that's your motivation. But so much good care will come out of that with the full mouth x-rays. And you have to allot enough time to evaluate them, and you have to allot enough time to treat the amount of dental disease that's there. Now, once you take full mouth x-rays on every case, you will be amazed on the disease that's there. And the question is, oftentimes, okay, great, I found something, I'm going to have to treat it. How do I get the client to give me approval? So tell the client that during the procedure, you're going to take radiographs, take a picture of them with your cell phone, tell the client you're going to text them the image, and you're going to give them a phone call. And so the clients know what's going to happen later on that day once you find what's causing the disease. And even if the radiographs are normal, but there's a 8 millimeter pocket, you just put the probe in, take a picture of it, and say, well, we're going to treat this either by taking out the tooth or using Perivive, which we're using a lot now, and helping your patient.
Love that. I'm always surprised on what we see. I always call the iceberg effect, what's below the surface on those radiographs. So great piece of advice. Okay, the last piece of advice, and I think this is great, and something that we struggle a lot in veterinary medicine is just workflow efficiency. We want to get our patients in, but sometimes we just don't have literally the bandwidth or enough tables to support the dentals. So talk to us more about having an additional table.
Well, if you need more tables to support the co-pats, not the dentals, it's fairly easy to do to get tables in your practice that do not have to physically hook up with plumbing. They have the tables that just go right next to your other table, and it has legs that go up, and all you need is another dental unit and an anesthetic machine. And that, unfortunately, is the easy part. The hard part for many practices is finding the staffing for that. But once you do a really great job in dentistry, once you diagnose the problems, once the clients know that there's going to be additional treatment in virtually every case that you have, very easily you can pay for additional staff. And the idea is that one table is used for the technician cleaning the teeth and well, in our practice, the veterinarian probes, but cleaning the teeth and taking the dental x-rays. And the other staff table is for the veterinarian to extract the teeth that need to come out. So you're always rotating those two. And it's just so important to treat things that way. Because if you only have one table, you can only get half the amount of work done.
And I know a lot of the clinics out there that are watching this, you probably have some sort of promotion going on for maybe February, and I know it actually has turned out to Q1 just because, to your point, they just couldn't physically get them all in that they wanted to do. So that maybe is certainly something to consider doing. I think it would be, it sounds more it sounds logistically possible, I would say.
Right. The practices that have two or three, I mean, we have four tables, but the practices that have more than one table do so much better, and less stress, actually, because the veterinarians, if you schedule three dental or four dental procedures and you're doing a really good job on each one, you don't have enough time in the day to wait and for the technician to clean the teeth.
Interesting.
All
Excellent.
good.
Well, Dr. Jan Bell is dropping pearls of wisdom here left and right. Thank you so much for joining us and all the great work you do, as always, my friend.
My pleasure. And I always want to give an offer to any veterinarian that wants to send me radiographs to evaluate. There's no charge for it. Just send it to my cell phone number, 954-465-4200. Or if you have an animal on the table, just say, hey, what do you think about this? What should I do? I'm always happy to help.
It's true because I've done that
No, it's great. I get, anywhere between three and six cases a day that way. And we're all, Adam, we're all in this great community.
Yeah,
I mean, it is truly the greatest job in the world.
it really is.
And I've been doing it over 50 years, and I just, it's great being
Yeah,
involved.
absolutely. Well, again, thank you for all the great work you continue to do, and keep on shining, my friend. You're amazing.
Thank you. Same with you.
No, thank you. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Keep those teeth nice and healthy for all of our pets out there. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.